Welcome back to Grey Matter Unfiltered Podcasts. I'm your host, Scarlett Davis, and today we have Maddie Powell in the studio, and we are going to be talking about affluenza, which is a social condition.
Thanks for having me, Scarlett. Well, affluenza affects people all over the world, and to put it simply, it's a condition where people are constantly striving for more wealth and success to impress people around them. Well, studying affluenza, neuromarketing was also brought to my attention. It's the study of the human's brain response to advertisement and branding. And while researching it, I became curious as to whether it was encouraging consumerist drives resulting in affluenza.
So, do you think that neuromarketing has an effect on affluenza and possibly causes it?
Well, neuromarketing does aim to create more of a desire to purchase a product or service through more appealing advertisements. However, it can't directly make a person purchase a product or service. So, whilst neuromarketing does have an influence over consumers, I think it's simplistic to view it as having the power alone to create affluenza.
Right, and what causes affluenza?
Well, I do consider neuromarketing as a contributing factor, but I think definitely it's the cultural acceptance in society, this acceptance of high consumption and turnover of possessions that really develops these desires leading to affluenza. And to, like, set the scene, I guess, I like to use the example of young children in a developed country such as Australia. So they're constantly surrounded by their parents who are working really hard, which is obviously a good role model, but why are they working hard? They just buy these materials and they might buy a new house or a new car, so they see this as a normal way of living, this cycle of working to just buy things to impress people.
Interesting. So what are your opinions on the ethics of neuromarketing?
Well, I think it is ethical because at the end of the day, aren't all companies just trying to eliminate the bad ads by looking at the responses? And whether these responses be through what the brain does or through the sales, I think all companies do this anyway.
Right. But how can brands, using the research of our brains, to manipulate us to be considered ethical?
Well, I think we just have to accept and realise that we're actually constantly being manipulated, whether it's by advertisements or by the media. So I think if we call neuromarketing unethical, we'd have to call everything else that manipulates us unethical.
That's a good point. But if we're being constantly manipulated, though, will we ever be able to cure affluenza?
I definitely think that affluenza can be cured, but it really depends on the cultural conventions and acceptance in society. Obviously, right now, ultra-consumption of possessions is accepted, it's normal. So I think that a possible cure could be to become more minimalistic.
So in order to not have affluenza or to cure yourself from it, we have to get rid of the majority of your possessions.
I'm not saying go into your house and throw out everything you own and bam, you'll be cured of affluenza. But I think it's the right path. We need to become less satisfied with buying things and more satisfied with fewer possessions.
That seems pretty simple.
Yeah, it sounds like an easy cure, but it's difficult to go against what is accepted in society. So it will really depend on the culture in society.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in today, Maddie. I loved learning more about affluenza and neuromarketing and how it may be encouraged. I'm also very interested in that you consider neuromarketing ethical. Thanks for providing a possible cure to this social condition that many have, probably including myself unknowingly.
Well, you never know.
Well, thanks for listening to Grey Matter Unfiltered Podcast. I'm your host, Scarlett Davis, here with Maddie Powell, affluenza expert,
and we are signing off.